Welcome to The Dental Brief, the world's direct, right-to-the-point podcast produced to get you the information you need to learn and grow your practice. To learn more about our guests and find links to information discussed on our show, visit our website, dentalbrief.com. On to today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Dental Brief, fastest dental podcast on the internet. Today with us, we have a special guest coming to us from Lightwave Dental. Justin Jory, say hello.
Hey guys, Justin here.
Justin, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yeah, Jory, like Jory. Story, glory.
J-O-R-Y, right? Just how it looks. Justin, thankful to have you here. Justin, I want you to talk about your background a little bit. How did you get into dentistry?
Yeah, my background, professionally, I got a law degree and an MBA from BYU, and started working at a law firm, and then did an internship with a venture capital firm in Utah, and then went to New York to do investment banking, and then I went to work for some private equity firms. So I was really on the investment side of the industry, investing in high growth businesses, some of them in healthcare services, for almost a decade before I developed a really bad itch to be an entrepreneur and ended up in dentistry.
Yeah, so it's a great place for an entrepreneur to be. That's an itch that's probably never getting it scratched. That's kind of how that works. So you're the founder and CEO of Lightwave Dental. So you're talking to dentists all the time. I mean, you have groups that you work with. You have, you know, you obviously have relationships with a lot of dentists. You also hear a lot of problems and challenges that dentists are having. What are some of those challenges that you're hearing today?
Yeah, today I think the biggest challenge that everyone, I mean, gosh, let's be honest, the last 18 months has probably been the most challenging time ever in dentistry. But right now it is staffing, 110%. Sure. It's, I can't keep my employees, right? I can't pay them enough. I can't find them. It is staff and team is the big challenge for everybody, I think, right now.
Yeah, and we're hearing the same thing. And I mean, we you know, as you know, we work with practices too, and we're seeing practice. I got a message from a client the other day who I haven't heard from in quite some while, and said, "Hey, is everything okay? I haven't heard from you in a while." And she's like, "Sorry, we love you guys. We just don't have time for you. I'll reach out to you when I can." This is a client, right? Someone that we have a working relationship with. This is an office manager that's, you know, doing everything in this practice except for being a dentist. So what do you think is causing the problem? I know a lot of people think it's you know, government assistance and those types of programs. I personally don't think it's it, but obviously you may have a different opinion on that.
Yeah, I think there's a couple different problems going on in dentistry. We actually don't seem to be having any problems recruiting dentists. So I'll kind of take them off the table.
Sure.
So I think there's a problem with hygiene that's different from entry-level positions like front desk and assisting. With hygienists, right, I think this is, you know, probably well-documented and discussed, but I think the estimates are that 15% of all hygienists just left the job market and did not come back.
Right.
At COVID. You know, you have that probably entire 15% pool is, as we know, hygiene is a 98%, 95% female profession. Many of them were doing this 2 or 3 days a week, right? It's kind of a part-time gig in their right. Golden years. And I think it's those golden year hygienists that said, not worth it, I'm done. And so here we all are poaching each other's hygienists from each other. And I think that's all we're doing is just chasing our tail as a collective group because we just simply don't have enough hygienists in the workforce.
Right. It's almost like it's an auction and we're all just bidding against one another.
Yeah. We just keep stealing them away from each other. Right. And bidding up the price. And it's crazy.
It is. So, and I've heard the number $100. I haven't heard that from anyone that I know, $100 an hour, but 75. I know a couple of dentists that have said, yeah, I got to pay 75. And this is, we're here in Colorado. This particular client's here in Colorado. And they've said, yeah, $75 an hour is what they have to pay. And one of them's paying it. He's like, I need it. Like, I can't, you know, I need it because I'm not going to get any cases without it. And it makes sense to me. I know it may not, you know, you're at a very different level in practice management than I'll ever be. So what is the solution to this? What's the fix?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I don't think there's much of a short-term fix because this is a licensed position, right? It's not like we can simply just run out and just train a bunch of people in a 2-month period and solve our problem.
Right.
You know, this is a, you know, we have a number of hygiene schools out there, but they're not built to increase capacity by 30, 40% in a single year. So yeah, I think it's pretty systemic. I think it's pretty pervasive. And I don't know if there's a quick fix unless we can convince dental associations and governments to, you know, a temporary reprieve on licensing. Maybe there's some, you know, short-term things where you could have a high-level dental assistant that could have a fast-track licensing for hygiene. I mean, that's an idea that I really haven't talked or thought about until this moment, but that would be pretty interesting.
Well, I have, and just, you know, friends of mine that are dentists, I've talked to them about, you know, what about this licensing? Do they really have to go through school for this period of time? Do they have to invest this much money? And they say no. They said, you know, one-on-one training, hands-on training, one-on-one. And, you know, I'm not going to throw out the number because, you know, no matter what number you put out there, somebody's going to argue with. But it's a pretty short period of time and that someone could be up to speed and ready to go. And we also know that the restaurant industry had people leave in masses and they're not coming back, right? They're not coming back to that industry. And I think it was because they were laid off from jobs that wasn't their fault and they don't want to go back to the industry. And that makes sense to me. It happened in telecom. We've seen it happen in other industries, oil and gas, people left and don't want to come back, you know, back in the day, I should say. So short-term fix, what do you tell them practices? If I contact you and say, hey, you know, Justin, my biggest problem in our practice is, you know, I can't get a hygienist and it's killing me. What do you tell me?
I tell you that you have got to differentiate your practice, right? If all you're doing is posting and praying, forget about it. You're not going to have, you may not even see a single resume. So you've got to look at, what do our social media accounts look like? What does our job ad look like? Are we hitting the selling points? How am I differentiating? Am I actually doing a comparative analysis against the job ads that are already out there today in my market? And I'm actively thinking about, well, how am I actually going to get someone's attention here? So if you're not doing those things, you may not even see a resume.
Right. Yeah. My opinion, I think that you see, if somebody's looking for a job, they may not be as an ideal candidate as somebody who has one who's not looking. Right. So getting something in front of the attention, maybe they're not being paid what the market's bringing or what they're deserved, or maybe they want something, they want to change. Maybe they're commuting, you know, a longer distance they need to, and you're right around the corner for them. And if you can just get in front of those people somehow, some way, it'll help. And I think social media is a great way to do that. Justin, let me pitch Lightwave Dental. You know, usually we don't like to allow people to pitch too much, but I definitely think what you do for dentists and practices brings a lot of value. So tell me a little bit about you and your relationship with your practices.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to why I jumped into this. You know, I ended up doing a lot of research on dentistry for about a year before I started the business, and I ended up talking to just a lot of dentists. And so I think I developed a grasp for what the market needs and what the market wants is, obviously corporate dentistry has a really, really bad name and reputation. But a lot of dentists are feeling the burn as a solo practitioner. And so I recognize they want a safe place to land their practice. They want to get the benefits of a group, but they don't want to lose the heart and soul of their private practice. Sure. And so that's really how we built our model, is to provide the best of both worlds to dentists, where they can, and how we solve for that is by only partnering with really high quality practices. So if you want to, you know, keep your name, you want to keep your clinical systems, you want to keep your office culture, right? Even your software and your schedule, right? You and your insurance mix, you can keep all that with us, right? And then we'll provide help with IT, HR, banking, accounting, all the stuff that dentists don't really want to do. And so I think we've just kind of drawn the right balance that really, really fits well with high-end, you know, GPs.
Yeah, great information. Justin, thank you so much for coming on. I want to remind our audience of your URL and have them go check you out. It's lightwavedental.com. Justin, thanks for being here. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. Did you know you can weigh in on today's topic on Facebook? Search The Dental Brief on Facebook or visit our website, dentalbrief.com, and just follow the link. We look forward to having you join us again on another episode of The Dental Brief.